Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of Suplexes and Shea Butter. I am your host, Tanya, along with my co-hosts, Tyler and Robin. Hope you enjoy. Okay, so listen, I want to get into it because, you know, WrestleMania 2 nights is a lot of good stuff. So I wanted to start off, like, just start the show off right talking about it. And also, because it's kind of like a special moment, I wanted to play some. This is to commemorate the end of our Tribal Chiefs title reign.
So, yeah. Hey, that's serious, huh?
It's very serious. Hold on. Wait a minute. Y'all going to laugh when I play it. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, my goodness.
It started August 2020.
August 30th, 2020.
Right. When he came back, killed the monster, got rid of the beast.
Oh, my goodness.
He went to WrestleMania and he stopped him and he pinned him. Then he went to the next WrestleMania and he got rid of Brock. I put him down. He took the Uso to the highest of the highs, to the main event of WrestleMania. And even though it's come to an end, we know it was the best goddamn championship reign these miserable motherfucking fans ever gonna see.
Right.
All right, I just had to let that out my system.
They ain't getting that shit again.
Never ever. And I rewatched the match, of course, several times, but I watched it again today just because because it's Roman, it's not fully being appreciated by his fans even too, just how, like, that match was a fucking masterpiece. If you really sit back and think about how it was set up from the moves that they made, Roman was able to pay homage to, like, people probably don't realize him putting the table back up under there, talking about no tables. That was like a shout out to the Big Show, somebody he credited and gave a lot of credit for helping him develop as a singles wrestler. A lot of people be shocked, like, the fucking Big Show, yes. The Big Show, Paul White. When he did that, I told my kids, I said he got that from working with the Big Show. That's where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
And then the homage to that they paid to so many other people, like, even it was a little Stone Cold in the Rock homage when they was brawling out in the crowd.
Roman was like, watch this or something.
Oh, reversing the finishers and stuff, that's a callback to Shawn Michaels and Undertaker, because they were like the first superstars who, like, in a big match, reversed each, like, the layers of psychology that went into that match down to the like finish. Where, and I know people were like, it would have been better if Stone Cold. The Stone Cold has absolutely nothing to do
with the story,
with anything that Roman's story got going on.
Right.
Undertaker made much more sense to be the one, because even when Roman declared that it was his yard, and the Undertaker kind of stamped him, that was kind of like the Undertaker, like, saying, okay, nigga, it was your yard, but you...
Right.
You're kind of abusing it.
Yeah. Gotta take you down a couple notches.
Right. You humble yourself.
But yeah. I'm you know, I'm content though. Like I've been, like we've all been telling people about, you know, us, like we ain't tripping. Like, you know, y'all have fun.
But we know what's happening.
American politician or whatever. I ain't tripping. I'm gonna get these tweets off though, cause I don't fuck with them. But whatever.
I'm trying to hold on before we get on that. But I just also wanted to before we get on Cody, cause y'all know I say some shit too. I did want to say, like, outside of like the psychology and everything, Roman and Cody Rhodes have some insane fucking in-ring chemistry. It's like mwah. It's like it's they really work very good in the ring together, and that was just a good ass match off of just the wrestling. And it didn't even have to be no story. That was just a good ass fucking wrestling match.
Yeah.
Everybody knows I have been a fan of Cody. The gimmick he rocking with, I can't rock with. He's not saying the shit that went along with the gimmick that he was saying in AEW.
Right.
For a very good reason. He no more niggas watch WWE.
Right.
More niggas will pick up on that shit that he was saying.
Yeah.
In AEW, and the reason why I don't rock with the gimmick is everything but you have taken the politicalness off of it that you was using in the other company. Very rah-rah, sucking American dick, very love it or leave it type of shit that he was talking about.
Yeah.
With his libertarian, I voted for Trump twice as, and gonna vote for him for a third time.
Right.
I agree with you. They do have. Okay. I'm with you on Cody.
I can't get behind it. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I can't do it.
The match was good. I'm gonna give the match. The match was good.
They really
do have good in ring chemistry. Like that. You.
Yeah, they really do.
It's insane.
It's just him. It's just him. We take that aside. Move that aside. Oh, God. Like, he makes my butt hurt, bitch. I'm like, this man really looks like a... I don't even know.
He looked like Trump's representative. That's what he looked like. Like, I can't
do it. Yeah, that's what maybe I'm trying to get out. Like, I'm just like, what the
hell? And people...
It's like if somebody tried to do the MAGA aesthetic without saying the politics out loud and just use the aesthetic. That's literally what it is.
You got the shit on your neck. You got the shit on your neck.
That's what I was about to say. Is that really, at the end of the day, is that fucking tattoo on his neck? Like, if that tattoo...
I said, you couldn't put that nowhere else. Like...
Right. Like...
It had to be on your neck. Like, bro.
What the fuck was you thinking to put that shit on your neck?
Like people was... Like, I was getting up. I know Tanya...
Like, how Rock had it on his arm back in the day. Like, you didn't want to do that route.
Yeah.
Or something.
Like, I know Tanya was...
And it's not just on his neck. It's a bad placement on his neck.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, honestly, it gives me, like, tramp whore type tat, like back in the day,
yeah.
like girl or guy, boy, whatever. What are we doing here?
I saw Tanya. I know Tanya saw my tweet because I was talking a lot of shit about Cody. I was like, it just people were getting mad, but I was like, people was agreeing too because my tweets was going off, and I was like, bro, and the crying and shit. I said, I can't do it. All that bitch ass crying he be doing. Like, you gotta cry every fucking time. Like, why are we crying? What you crying for? Like, every time. Like, it's just, I can't.
Motherfuckers are saying it's genuine.
No, it ain't shit genuine about it. You gotta force a fucking tear out.
That's yeah, I'm about to say, about that. Monday night shit.
Man, whatever.
Playback thing. Oh, he was forcing them fucking
tears. Man, if I beat a champion that held that title for damn almost 4 years, ain't no crying coming out of me. Ain't gonna be no crying. Ain't number smiles. The fuck? Well, I'm crying for what? Man, gone. Whatever.
Yeah, I was
like I said, enjoy y'all champion and his story, whatever is fucking next, which I don't even fucking know. Because we good over here. As y'all saw on SmackDown, we are perfectly fine. So,
I'm still not over, really, that match because, and Roman was in such, like, he was in such good shape. Yeah. And he was in such good mood and good spirit. Like, he was so fucking happy that, like, so look, the reason
you
why
too,
I don't
about
really,
to go on vacation for the next 4 months.
But I'm saying, like, if it was an ending or something, if something wasn't right and he put all his work into it, he wouldn't have been that happy.
Right.
And the fact that he, it felt like complete because, you know, watching his documentary, I don't know if y'all watched all of it, but he said, yeah, he said when he came back from leukemia, that was the worst time in his career. And I know why. And it's because of that old bag of bones rapist was giving him a hard fucking time and shit.
Right.
And I'm so glad that, like, he put his foot down because he was like, yeah, I'm where I want to be developed as a wrestler, but I never did any work that I could be proud of. And I feel like WrestleMania last Sunday, that was the culmination of all that work that he's done, that he's proud of. And the result is exactly the way it's supposed to be. Yeah. Like, people are supposed to hate him. He's supposed to, like, have all these people rooting against him. He's the bad guy.
Right.
And it's just, I'm so happy for him.
And what's funny is Kenny Omega kind of alluded to that. He was like, he made people, it, like, his reign is the greatest because not only, you know, you did what you're supposed to do, but you had people yearning to get that title off of you somehow, some way, yearning for someone to take it from you. You know what I'm saying?
Though, like, through that, he earned some respect because even though they hated The Rock, motherfucking crowd chanted "Thank you, Roman" on Monday.
Yeah. You're right.
See, people think Roman turning face because of that.
Yeah, it's not. Like, no. When he do come back, I'm like, y'all think y'all got me with the "Thank you, Roman" chants? No, still fuck all of y'all because y'all changed in a dime. Like, no.
But we'll see how it develops. I'm not, even from the stuff that I saw that they were talking about from SmackDown, I'm not gonna make no assumptions.
Me neither.
Who said it, who gave the orders, who the tribal is. I'm gonna let it all play out. Because I know better than trying to predict. I be wrong every time.
So. Right. I'm about to say, when we think it's going one way, it goes completely the opposite.
I'm very interested.
People talking though, but it's like, I'm interested. Like, it's like now that we got the first ending of the chapter or any of the book, right? Let's move on to a different book.
Right.
Start a new chapter. They got people talking, people trending. So now, I said, I'm finna enjoy this. Because now, we finna get the Roman without the title. Now we finna see what this story gonna be about. So I am fine. I'm content. Like I said, no one's crying. We just being dramatic for jokes. But Roman Empire, we good. We getting storytelling. That's what I want. We getting that storytelling.
Cody Nation, you're going to watch, they are going to focus on the few people that are really mad. And most of us ain't mad. We just fucking with them. But they're going to focus on, somebody, I know I already seen the list. They're going to focus on every little critique we make. Like, shit, if we did that on Roman, it'll be a book already.
Right.
But they're going to focus on every little critique that we make on Cody. Because your champion ain't gave you shit. By the time, as one of my mutuals said, by this time in Roman's championship reign, we done found out why he was working with Paul Heyman. We knew his next opponent. Like, we had stuff to talk about for his title reign. A week in, he was already having us talking about the work. Not what? None of this shit. What Cody was talking about? Nothing.
All he did was gave y'all MAGA speeches.
He's going on damn victory.
He gave y'all MAGA speeches for Friday night and Monday night. All right.
Going on fucking victory,
victory
speeches.
Yeah, I'm about that.
I very much understand why they have to focus on us and what we saying about him because he ain't giving them nothing to talk about him otherwise. He's online feeding into the bloodline stand shit. Mind you, when he was in AEW, his favorite thing to say was Roman Reigns stands, which we all know. That's code word for the black stands. We all know that. We know who you talking about.
I don't give a fuck what he got to say. All I know is I ain't paying no attention to him since he got that title. Y'all, what they gonna be focusing on is trying to prove us wrong about what his next feud or story is. That's also right. What they're gonna be focusing on too, just to prove us wrong about him.
I didn't care. That was my whole thing. I never cared.
Me and either.
It's cool for y'all to care, but I think y'all care because he was the one that was supposed to be destined to go against Roman. That's the only reason y'all care, because of Roman. I don't think you're gonna care that much.
No.
Okay, I give it 7 months. Matter of fact, you know what's this, April? So yeah. I'll give it to the end of the year. Motherfuckers are gonna be tired of Cody and his goddamn story. They're gonna get tired of these fucking speeches. They're gonna get tired of his damn promos and shit and all that shit. They're gonna be done with it. I'm giving it to the end of the year. Because it's nothing, unless he brings in the Rose Dynasty type shit or whatever to try to, which I could care less to see about Goldust or Brandy. Like, what else do we have? Because this politician gimmick is gonna get old.
He does not. The one thing he don't need is to have his wife.
Yeah, he don't need that.
Oh God! Standing
speaking in an exaggerated black scent.
Good bitch.
Like if she come back, she needs to speak the Queen's fucking English standing next to him. Don't you, or because he already said that open mic night shit, and that's why I know I was like, you out of touch. I don't know if you know it or not, but people making fun of your wife when they post that clip,
right? Nothing about that.
You spoke some fire, and that was so memorable. It's memorable because it was bad and embarrassing,
right. Yeah.
That's like Roman Reigns trying to make the suffering succotash shit be cool. It's not. It's not cool. It's never cool. It's posted to make fun of the person that said it. That open mic night shit is not it. And if she ever walked in there talking that way, especially to another black female wrestler like she did with Jade, it'll be over for him and her.
Yeah.
And WWE, with all these niggas watching, every single fucking rapper that was talking about finishing the story gonna be like, what the fuck is wrong with this woman? Why she acting like that?
I crack up, or like whenever people, like, you know, in this, and credit Roman into bringing like my friends into watching wrestling and being all into it now and stuff like that. So, you know, now everybody's like, you know, inquiring or inquisitive about the other wrestlers and, you know, their backstory and their lives, blah, blah, blah. So whenever somebody come to me and be like, oh shit, I ain't know Cody had a black wife.
He don't.
Don't get excited. Let's bring it down a couple notches, please.
She's just melanated.
Yeah, I said yes. That is what the outside is, but the inside is definitely cream stuff. No pun intended.
She is honored to be the first black member of the Rose family. When the uprising was happening in 2020, she wanted to talk about how she never fit in with black folks. Bitch, nobody cares.
Like, we can tell, hence how you're acting, Mel. That
he said we could tell.
No, but if you and your husband get caught in a sundown town, guess what the fuck gonna happen?
Right.
Just make a wild guess.
So yeah, I always tell everybody, calm down. There's no, she's not for the people. She's not gonna ride at dawn with this. So let's calm it down. No need to ruffle some feathers or get excited, think we got a girl for the team. We do not. She is not for the team.
Man, all I'm saying is they're gonna be so focused on proving us wrong about the story or whatever story they do next.
That's not gonna be no proving me wrong, because if Netflix want me to sign up for Raw, they need to have that Samoan soap opera on their show.
Right.
If not, I'm going to exclusively watch this, like I've been doing. Exclusively watch the show where the Samoan soap opera is currently happening. If it's not happening on Raw, I mean, Cause SmackDown probably going to USA, right?
Oh, is it? And that's why. And that's why Raw going to Netflix.
I think so.
Okay, I saw something. I think my dad sent me something. But yeah, I'm just like, I was like, well, when the hell is this supposed to happen?
I really don't know the specifics. I don't even know if they're like, if they're, you know, pay-per-views or PLEs as they call them now. I don't even know if they still gonna stay on Peacock or if they gonna be on Netflix either. They've been very vague about all of this shit. All
right.
But what I'm saying is, if Netflix don't have Roman Reigns, ain't no reason to flick my neck over that way.
Not at all. Not at all. On Monday, watching the show, I said, oh, okay, because I was going to go to Raw when they come to my city next month. But I was like, oh, never mind. Y'all telling me no need to buy the ticket. Okay, I'll keep that little couple of coins to my pocket.
We'll see. When the draft comes, the draft's supposed to be later this month, but
I'm still ain't holding my breath. I feel like, yeah, I feel like all my faves still gonna stay on SmackDown unless they, I'll wait.
I feel like they gonna have a major shakeup. That's what I feel like.
Well, we are in the Renaissance era. Like, okay, we got Ruthless Aggression and Renaissance. Okay,
all right,
I guess.
Okay, what y'all think about, like, this whole past, the WrestleMania weekend was pretty much them burying Vince McMahon.
Right, exactly. They were trying to break that man from any and everything.
I mean, I'm not surprised. That was pretty much going to happen. So, I'm not surprised by it. I was expecting that. I mean,
did y'all watch? Because I didn't watch the whole Hall of Fame. I'm so glad Paul. I watched Paul Heyman and what's her name? Damn.
The Bull.
Bull Nakano. I watched them and then I went to sleep.
I watched Paul. You know what? I don't know what happened between the other ones. I can't remember. I had folks over here or whatever last week. It's crazy. So I had a house full of niggas. I don't know what happened, why I missed the other ones. And then I end up right on Rock. So, with his granny. So, yeah.
Yeah, I watched that and The Rocks. And also wanted to see what suit he was rocking. They make a dress. Woo! They make a dress. Anyway.
Both of them look good as hell when they put on some suits now. I'm like, you might need to come back with some suits on. Like, I mean, I appreciate you want to wear, you know, Jordans and want to look like a basketball coach all the time. But perhaps you might want to throw on a suit every now and then. Because I'm like, my guy, you look good as fuck.
I think the thing about that is that man probably, he still got young ass kids. Mm-hmm. And they come out the budget. They come out the budget. So if somebody starts sending him some suits, he might wear them all. I think them track suits he wear, he don't have to pay for.
But yeah,
all them shoes. Send him the shoes. He get all that stuff for free. That's why he wear it.
Yeah, you know, Rock just be himself. So, you know, he always been flashy. So they ain't going away.
Right.
So
no, that's just that him. Outfit. The outfit that The Rock had on Sunday night.
Looking like
Elvis.
He did.
Everybody can't pull it off. He looked good.
All right.
He looked very good in that. When he came out, I was like, damn, Dwayne.
Yeah.
He got that shit on.
I want to mention, like, the tag match, because we just going to skip, talking about WrestleMania. Yeah, I want to mention the tag match at all, how you thought.
Oh, I enjoyed the tag match. I enjoyed seeing Rock in the wrestling ring.
Me too.
Y'all know I love me some DJ. I went to talking about his Poppy Tua tattoo enhancement bomb. So, fan over here. I just love that.
And it's crazy because people was trying to come up. That man wrestled like that in like 40-something degree weather. And people like still trying to make it seem like he did a bad job. And it's like, he did not do a bad job, y'all. You could just say, I was wrong. You could just say that.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with saying, I was wrong.
I mean, if somebody had a training camp for 12 weeks just to prepare for this shit, like, Rock ain't finna, especially when it's involving your family, like you're in a history-making feud or storyline with your family.
Right.
He ain't finna make them look stupid. The fuck?
He was not finna disappoint Ronnie.
Right, and he possibly gonna be facing his cousin. Like, hell no. I'm not finna look stupid. Especially at my age, I still work out, I still can move around. So I'm gonna make sure, you know, I'm on my P's and Q's. And I thought he did perfectly well. So I didn't have no praise at all.
Yeah.
I mean, a tag match was a good way to like ease him back into everything. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And so I thought they did it right. I thought it was perfect.
I agree. I didn't see anything wrong. He moved like how what? He about to be 51, 52?
Yeah.
He moved like how somebody who was 51, 52 who still works out should move.
They let him wrestle outside the ring, so it just wasn't in the ring. You know, so they let him move around outside the ring and everything. And, you know, I thought it was a good way to ease him back into, you know, wrestling again. So,
and I mean, and we've seen worse with guys half his age.
Right. Half his age. The fuck? Man, get out of here. They're wrong.
I was just like,
they're wrong. Yeah. It's just they hate rate. And I don't know why. I guess that just comes with.
And then they were talking about the crowd.
People who are
and
successful.
The people who were literally at WrestleMania was like, bitch, we were freezing. It ain't had nothing to do with like what was happening.
Yeah.
People just, and I'm like, y'all are sitting in the comfort of your home judging the people that was out there. Shut up.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying it had nothing to do with the performance. They was cold as fuck. So I was like, good thing. I was like, y'all need to, not saying those crowds, you know, don't deserve to have a WrestleMania 2 of those cities, but it's like, y'all have it in Minneapolis or Minnesota, whatever the fuck, or Philadelphia, knowing it's still cold. I'm not going. Sunny countries only, please.
Let me tell you something.
I know they want to have it in different areas, but I'm like, you know, you take the chance of something like this when you have it in a colder area, you know, still in April. Like you said, Minneapolis, Philly, you know, up north, those areas still going to be cold as fuck. I'm like, perhaps, you know, we could look into having the indoor facility. I mean, it's only going to give us, what, 10 places? But, hell, that's better than niggas out there freezing all damn night.
Yo, if y'all do have to have it indoors, because if not, I won't be attending.
Let me tell you something. If I wouldn't have went, I would have been like, ain't no, or I would have left. I would have been like, well, you know what? Fuck this. I probably would never seen the main event because I wouldn't have been out there. I already know me at my age. Like, if I was younger, I probably would have stayed. But at my age, I'm not finna be miserable for nothing. Even to see Roman Reigns' perfectly dried, beautiful ass hair. Oh my God. That was the good thing. That weather took all of that moisture out. I was like looking like goddamn Scar. That's why he can't be a good guy. He looked like a murderer. Come out the hair all black with his head a permanent scowl on his face. Yeah, he like he finna kill somebody. Oh, yeah, so some people say it was selfish for, you know, the same story to have the main event in both nights, and I just think that's money. They're just looking at the dividends. It was going to be. I don't care what none of them say. I think they lying. I think the main event for Saturday was supposed to be Seth Rollins versus CM Punk, and they switched it. And the only reason the Rock was wrestling is because CM Punk couldn't. And The Rock wasn't. Tyler dropped out.
Uh-oh.
She probably come back in. But I just don't. all of this stuff. Like, I don't, like I was telling you last time, I just do not think they would have had Cody Rhodes win the Royal Rumble twice in a row and then pivot into a Rock and Roman match, not with Triple H. Triple H is not that type of booker. Triple H has never fucking booked like that in his life. But it was a great story. It was nice to see, like, you know, the fans get what they want, so to speak, because it's a lot of times when everybody mad, you don't need a show like that. Let's talk about the Usos, Jimmy versus Jay.
Now that's the match folks was talking cash shit about.
Man, WWE pissed me off. I blame them. I blame WWE more than the fucking Usos, to be honest.
Who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody about that match. And they were just like, damn, like, what, you know, what you think went wrong? And I'm like,
they ain't giving no time to build the fucking story. That's what went wrong. Yeah, that's like, where they majorly fucked up at.
I said, to me, they built up Jay, but they never built up
Jimmy. Yes.
And I was like, what, so it gave us, I mean, I said, clearly we knew Jay was going to win. That was a given. I said, just because, you know, the good guy versus the bad guy type thing, or good brother versus bad brother. But I was like, damn, as much effort has been put into Jay over being main event Jay, you know, over at Raw, I was like, a little bit of that could have been done over here, especially with all of this shit with AJ and LA and KO and, you know, Randy and all that stuff like that. He could have been had a bunch of these single matches as well.
Right.
To also offset. I said, so that, to me, wrestling-wise, they look like how they normally look. Like, that didn't... It looked like they just... The same moves they would have done in the tag match, they just did them on each other. So that didn't really bother me. It's just like, well, damn, Jimmy did not... He got the short end on the stick in this situation. That's what I felt like was wrong.
Yeah. If I were Jimmy, I would have been pissed off. Like, y'all... Like, y'all, that... We wanted this match, and y'all half-assed it, basically.
Right.
So, I thought that was fucked up. So that's how I feel about the match.
I also think they should have had some type of stipulation.
True, yeah.
Like, man, I don't even want to talk about the damn match. Piss me off, because I love the Usos, goddammit. That pissed me off,
collectively,
really.
And individually. We still got love for them. It's just like,
yeah, like I'm not. And then now, you know, what happened with SmackDown with Jimmy getting kicked out, you know, I'm looking to see what happens next with Jimmy as far as, you know, obviously it's still a story that's going to be played there, but it's like, you know, that match and that feud is just, hey, they built it like around the last minute. I'm like,
right,
the fuck,
and what's that gonna do? It felt like a last-minute ass match.
Like, it was rushed. It was rushed.
Yeah. Like, ooh, we got 20 minutes we need to fill. Guys, y'all want to get out here and rough?
Yeah,
that's because they spent a whole bunch of time focusing on the Roman Rock Cody and Seth Rollins part of the story. When Jimmy and Jay could have been more involved in all of that too.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it was a disaster.
Yeah.
I took it as it was more emotionally charged than a wrestling-based match. And I didn't mind it. And it had the only conclusion that it was supposed to have. This is just my read on it. I don't know them personally. Uh-huh. It's just from what I see. I don't think Jimmy cares as much as Jay does. I think Jimmy is fine being in this role and doing what he does. I don't see no frustration in him or a hunger in him to want more, the way I see it in Jay. And they cool Jay off. They cool Jay off for a little bit, but he still he just became the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship. So
yeah,
and he's selling a lot of merch. So as long as it may sound bad for me, but as long as Jay is still on the right track and he's still getting a spotlight and they don't like take it away from him, I'm fine. I think Jimmy is content. I think he's more focused on just being support for everybody else, including his wife. I don't think he's as ambitious as everybody else in his family is.
I mean, if you hear him in the documentary, Roman's documentary, he was just like, I'm just glad I get to do this type of stuff. Like,
right, yeah, yeah. So, I think he's the one, like, he's solid, he's dependable. But I don't think he's, like, upset that he's not getting a push or he's just seeing this certain way. I think he make the most of it. Cause the nigga, he still be funny and still cracking jokes through all the shit, and he just be like,
he gonna always get attention. Cause that's just how he
right
is in his own right. He can talk on the mic. He can wrestle. He's funny. He has a magnetic personality to him. So it's not like he's never gonna have no attention, or it's not like WWE is gonna forget about him, because they're not. Like, you know, you're part of the Usos. Not only that, he's going to be a WWE Hall of Famer himself. So it's like,
true.
I'm straight when this is all
over. You know what? It is hard to say, especially when I watch Roman's documentary. I think Jimmy, out of the family, is the one who's really enjoying the moment right now. And why everybody else... Because Roman said he always think about what's next, what else he got to do, because you're not in the moment.
Right.
I think Jimmy is the only one that's really in the moment and taking all this shit in.
Yeah, and he's still, and not only that, he in another storyline. So, again, it's fine. They might reunite again anyways.
I think that's what's coming.
Yeah, because if you think about it, I think... Jimmy is both of them, I guess. Jimmy and Jay, they're baby faces. Let's call it what it is. They're baby faces. And, you know, it's hard to hate Jimmy. People online try, but he's not someone you can hate. He's not a hateable person.
Mm-mm.
He wanna see everybody succeed more than himself. You kind of see that. So it's like, I know he ecstatic for his brother. I hope he win it. In the Continental title too. He probably ain't gonna win it because Sami Zayn just got it. But
yeah, no, he's the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, okay. Well, then there's a chance.
And that's a good way to segue into how the heavyweight champion is no longer Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Drew McIntyre was correct, he may have caused Roman, and this, very clearly Roman is it put out there that the reason Roman lost because he was distracted by that fucking weasel Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Paul Heyman said it.
So, but he's not obsessed with Seth. Seth keep getting in the fucking way and he can't get rid of him. Seth is obsessed with Roman. That's why he lost to Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, I didn't like how WWE worded that. And I was like, first of all, it's the other way around. Roman be trying as hard as to pay that motherfucker does. And every time Roman get an instant success, or if it seemed like Roman is just widening the gap between them two, here comes Seth fucking Rollins.
Crying about it.
He's the one who can't get over the fact that he did not leave Roman Reigns behind like he thought he was when he stabbed him in the back.
Right. Can't keep the real one down.
So Drew beat him. And because of Drew's obsession with CM Punk, Punk attacked him. And that's when Damian Priest came in and cashed in.
Man, and when Drew did that suck it to CM Punk, I said, CM Punk finna whoop your ass now.
Right, and you standing over him. CM Punk is that's a grown man. I like how it's in character now. You can't get too smart at the mouth of CM Punk because he gonna hit you.
Right. And it's like,
thank you, AEW.
it's like you do that when he did that second shit to him. I said, you really think CM Punk finna let you just jump off the table and walk away? No.
Exactly. I'm like, you dumbass, why the fuck you jump on the table, take your little title?
And I said, and that's realistic as fuck too, because somebody did that while standing on over me and do that shit. Oh, we fine. The fuck?
That's disrespectful. That's being provoked. He provoked me.
As soon as he did that, punch said, bet. It cost you a fucking title, bitch.
Took that brace off his fucking arm and went to work. Got it.
Soon as he saw Damian Priest, and now he would gladly stop any and every opportunity to make sure he don't win no fucking title. So now I'm gonna be obsessed with your ass. See how you like it.
And it was smart, even though, you know, nobody was paying attention. Most of the times Damian Priest did try to cash in, Drew McIntyre was the one who stopped him. So him cashing on Drew, it's kind of poetic.
Yeah. It makes sense.
So, we'll see where that goes, but I still say they did not set Damian Priest up to be World Heavyweight Championship because he was in the tag division and getting outshined by R-Truth every week. I'm sorry, Damian. You was. And that's easy to do because R-Truth is a star.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you getting outshined by R-Truth, baby. You might want to step it up. You cute, bisexual Undertaker.
Let me tell you, when I say I had real life tears coming out my eyes when I read that somebody called that part was trending, bisexual Undertaker.
He was like, and I said this, and then he goes, somebody, some virgin ass white boy. And I'm like, now you know damn well that man saw that shit trending and he's not gonna tell you the truth. These wrestlers not finna pull back the curtain like that.
Right.
Yeah, he was like, oh yeah, somebody showed it to me. Now you know damn well.
And they called that nigga either.
They called that nigga Country Taker backstage. You know damn well they do. S&M Undertaker and shit. And he did not disappoint. I said that he needed to show up at WrestleMania in his most S&M leather, the more leather the better. And he did. And I'm proud of him. And that's why he's World Heavyweight Championship. He listened.
Now he gotta make people stop calling him that now. Right.
I don't know. I think he need to lean into it.
Why?
Cause hell, when you get the girls and the gays on your side, you got a fan base. They're not going nowhere.
They do ride for that man.
They not going nowhere. It ain't nothing wrong with it. And you know. It started, the bisexual Undertaker stuff started because there was rumors that he was having threesomes with women and Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle and another woman or different women.
Okay, so how does that make him bisexual? I'm pretty sure he's focused on the women.
Because, no, they said that
Okay, well, I never had a threesome before, so sorry.
No, I'm just saying that the people allegedly spreading these rumors.
This is a little bit above what you know.
I know, right. But the people allegedly spreading these rumors was trying to make it seem like him and Matt Riddle were very, very, very familiar with each other. That's all I'm saying.
Right, right. Well, Damian proved him wrong, Damian. Riddle.
I believe he was a whore down there in NXT because a lot of people be whoring themselves. Finn Balor was a whore down in NXT, so and they in the same section.
Shit, before he was in Judgment Day, he used to do
you know he's supposed to be with Lana?
Who?
Damian Priest.
What?
They've been together since Backlash last year, or a little bit before that when they went to Puerto Rico, and that's apparently why her and Miro are getting a divorce.
Oh, shit.
What?
Yes,
wait,
girl.
So Lana cheated on Miro.
No, listen now. You know, Lana and Rusev, they had a couple of cook storylines. So the word was, the reason why is because somebody in WWE found out they had an open relationship and they was making fun of Rusev for that.
Oh.
Girl. All this tea I was reading with my mouth open, I'm like, oh my goodness. It's been rumored a couple of wrestlers got open relationships though, so
I could believe it,
but I could see them though. I honestly really could, because I mean, as much of a storyline it was with her and Bobby, sort of maybe not.
Her and Bobby, her and Dolph was first. Now, don't forget
it. Kind of looked like that really could have been true, because she looked like she could have got with some big Bob Lash, man.
No, he's married. Bobby Lashley is married.
And we know that means nothing. Sorry, Bobby.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh no, girl, I heard so many stories about these wrestlers. I was just like, they are friends.
You see them, when you only see your co-workers 24/7 more than your own damn people.
Right.
Shit gonna happen.
That's why half of them married to each other. They were like, we might well just stay humping on each other. What are we doing? That's real.
Look, you Bianca knew, because I'm telling you, ain't no way in hell my ass would have been walking back and forth past me every day.
Right. Nigga, who is you playing with? Who I'm giving it to is Lash Legend. She saw Trick Williams and told her fiance, I holler. She like, nigga, come over here right now. And I don't blame her.
Ain't no way you'd have been walking past me every day smiling at me, babe. I'm turning around and backing it up on you. Can you help me do a bump real quick? Yeah. This one, I'm thinking about trying to do.
Oh, yes. It's this one technique I need you to show me after the show.
Yeah.
You come to my hotel room and show it to me.
Right. We don't need to have, I don't want everybody to see this new move I'm going to debut. You mind coming to my room later on tonight? Cool.
And you know Triple H promoted. He'd love it. I'm down with that. Right. Oh no, we don't have to make it a storyline. That's cool. Right. I encourage it.
You know all about it. So, man, look, Roman too. Back, sir. You're fine. And then the whole Uso. Oh, we got family. Oh, you got cut. Oh, wow. Yeah, let me slide.
They got cousins and some more cousins and some more cousins. And then when you think they ran out, there goes some more cousins. We're like, God damn, how many cousins?
Jacob Fatu and Zilla Fatu.
Lord, listen, when Jacob show up, I ain't gonna know how to act, because I love me a bear.
I'm acting like a cougar. Let me show you.
Hold on, you got 7 kids though.
How old is Jacob? Jacob a grown man though.
No, I'm talking about Zilla.
Oh no, I don't look
Zilla
at the
baby. Ain't Zilla like on like 25 or something like that?
And didn't one of y'all say he was on probation or had something?
Yeah.
I was like, what you been getting into, Zilla? What gangster shit you been getting into? Yeah.
We gotta get straight. His family, now the family gotta straighten him out now, son. Don't fuck up the check.
All right. I don't think he will. You know, I'm sure he know by now he get some monies. That money on.
Okay, so what else? Okay, let's talk about the big three. That's the next match I wanted to talk about. Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill versus Damage Control.
Melanin Cocoa Butter Gang.
Listen,
I love the Beyonce tribute that right. they did.
Oh my god, that was just
dope.
God Almighty, I'm like black women.
People starting black to women. Complain about Jade already. Like, girl, she a powerhouse. Ain't too many built like her right now. Probably said Beyonce.
It's funny though because Braun Strowman, when he came, he just got to be big and impressive and do his big man shit. When what's the big tall Nigerian guy? When he get to come, nobody's counting his moves, but all of a sudden you can't understand it now that it's a woman doing it.
Right.
Like, I want to call them a slur. I really do. I want to call them a slur, but I still say she does not have to prove she can wrestle. She's a fucking star.
Right.
And that's the beginning and end of it. I have faith because she is with Bianca and especially Naomi.
Yeah. They paired her with the right people.
And she's impressive. Like, I was like, since when does everybody want people to wrestle the same? Where did this mentality come from? Like, y'all are lost.
And the body don't make any sense. Like, I'm just...
But it's her.
Bianca ain't too far because I'm pretty sure she saw Jay. She's like, okay, let me get my ass back because ain't no way in hell you finna upstage me as far as looks.
The body,
like, ain't no way. Y'all see her arms getting cut up and she got the ass showing too. She's like, I be damned.
Somebody was like, Naomi the smallest when they were taking the picture, and then somebody said, well, tell them to turn around and she'll be bigger then. And I said, oh my god,
that's fact though.
did you see
that ass? And she do got it, she got them both beat with that ass.
Yes, she do.
Did you see that dump truck when they was coming down the aisle and she twerking backwards? I'm like, my god,
that's why I'm saying you can put Naomi with anybody, she's still gonna stand out because it's Naomi. Right. That's mother. She's literally mother. Literally. Both said that, like, Bianca said when she saw Total Divas and she saw Naomi, she was like, okay, I can do this. It's already somebody that looked like me who's been doing this. Mm-hmm. And they gave her the confidence. And Jade then said, She looked up to Naomi too, so it's like if as Bianca said, we want to get to the place where it's just commonplace, and this don't have to be celebrated. It's just normalized that you have several different black women on the show that are treated like stars. Like, could we really always had one at a time? We had Jacqueline, then we had Jazz, then we had Awesome Kong. And then Alicia Fox. And it's like, then once Naomi came, you had her and Cameron. And then Sasha Banks came. And then you see more and more black women throughout the industry in different places coming up and getting their shine. Some of them was jealous of Sasha. We gonna pray for them, but they were still making their own lane in other companies. And so anytime you can see that, I'm gonna encourage it because being a, it sucks. If people don't understand, it sucks when you are a little black girl and you are watching wrestling and you are wondering if anybody who looks like you likes this shit too. Cause damn, everybody pale. It's some black men here and there, but goddamn, everybody's pale. Like Jacqueline was like, people just don't understand. Jacqueline was just like, oh my god, yes, a black woman. So so having this, seeing it, more of it, more, and so it's more black women, more Asian women, more Latino women. I'm not hating on none of this. Okay,
but they look good. They just hating on Jade for because of the obvious. Meanwhile, Tiffany Stratton, Chelsea Green. Okay. All right. We can't find a comparison of what they looking like because they don't be looking all that great in the ring too. But that's neither here nor there. I'm just stating the obvious. Why y'all hating on Jade?
I don't even know who Tiffany Stratton is. Who's that?
The little girl.
She's a little white girl they got on SmackDown. They got a whole lot of mouth and she ain't never did nothing.
Nothing spectacular.
Oh, okay.
She got a pretty moonsault though.
She'll execute perfectly. I give her that. Well, I don't want to say perfectly.
It takes too long to set up. She do some unnecessary moves before she hit the moonsault. But it's a pretty moonsault.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's just a pretty white girl with blonde hair and and some tits. And that's all they need to see.
Okay.
That's halfway decent on the mic.
She actually talented, but not more so than the women of color on this show.
Yes, I have no reason to watch her.
We can stay on the SmackDown women. Speaking of Damage Control, Damage Control had a very bad WrestleMania. I was kind of shocked. I thought, because I thought the company was going to get behind EO. I thought both women's champions were going to retain. But Bayley beat EO. It was a really good match, too. Like, it was one of the best matches of the whole weekend, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
And it was the semi-main event. Very important spot. And they delivered. I liked everything. It's going to be very interesting because Bayley is defending the championship next Friday against Naomi. See, they know how to get me to watch again. Because they know I got to watch Naomi wrestle Bayley. Like, make me sick. Why would that be her first opponent? And I know she's not gonna win, but I'm still gonna watch.
Right.
Make me sick.
Right.
I just watched. I was watching SmackDown early before we got on to record. I don't know. For some reason, I know she's gonna post a challenge Naomi, but damn, I ain't know it's gonna be next week. For some reason, I don't know when the hell I thought they was supposed to do it. Oh man, fuck. All right. I'll watch next week.
Y'all think they gonna have? Never mind. They probably won't. I'll be shocked.
What?
Like, y'all think they're going to try to have, like, Cody defend his title like Roman did? Or I don't think they can get away with that.
At Backlash?
What you mean?
Like, have him not, how to say it? Like, he's probably going to wrestle on TV, but it's not going to be for the title.
Oh, no. Yes, he is. He's going to have plenty of title matches on TV.
Okay, because I was like, he probably ain't going to be able to get away with that like Roman was able to.
It's just going to be the complete opposite. He's a fighting champion,
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's what I said. He's going to be backtracking on his campaign promises. He's been on the campaign trail for the last year. You better live up to it.
Right. Okay, I was just thinking. I was like, I don't think he's gonna be able to get away with that. Some good stuff. So, looking forward to SmackDown mostly because bloodline on there, and you know.
Well, we have to see after the draft what happens. And
oh,
who
yeah, when is the draft?
It's it starts the last Friday and the last Monday in this month, I think.
So that's like the 26th and the
29th. And the 29th, I think.
Hey, well, yeah. With Jimmy being kicked out, I'm guessing he's going to Raw then, since he got kicked out the bus.
Well, I don't
Well, I'm assuming
it'd be bad. I'd be like, don't please don't let nobody I like be on Raw.
Right.
Let's go through cause night one was okay, but like night two blew it out of the water. Like, man.
I mean, I try not to compare. I mean, yeah, I try not to compare because it's all still one show, except it's just split into two nights. I try to think of it like that, but if I was to compare, yeah, night two was better. I didn't watch night one.
I watched the tag match.
I watched the
tag team ladder match.
Yeah, that and the main event. I watched all of night two, though.
What up? Did I watch all of night one? Well, no, I did. Yes and no. I had a house full of folks. I had a house party that night. And so I made everybody watch the WrestleMania night one. But I ended up going back Sunday and watching night one all over again for what all I missed.
And not only that, I was at work Friday, so I couldn't watch it anyway. So I was just keeping up with it on Twitter. But over the weekend, I watched because I got the app. So I just went and replayed night one and watched the main event and the tag match. Was LA Knight and AJ Styles?
They had a damn good match. Like they had better chemistry than AJ had with Nakamura and Kevin Owens. Wow. Like their chemistry was insane. I was like, damn, I kind of wanted AJ to win dirty so they could have another match because they were cooking.
And like, I liked it. And low key, I like how they did their feud, like the on site where they just was like Peter and the chicken, while they just fight everywhere.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like they had a good ass feud and a good ass match. So like
they fought at their fucking press conference, bro. They fought at their media day. Like I was like, I can get behind a feud like that where y'all just see each other, y'all just start fighting.
Like, so I can get behind it. Like what they should do is like put LA Knight in a number one contenders match, and since he won at WrestleMania, and let him be like the first challenger for Cody.
What was the triple threat match about on SmackDown with AJ, Ray, and Kevin Owens?
LA and what you call AJ won their matches. So who are they supposed to be going against? They're going against Cody or going against Damian?
Cody, because Damian already got a challenger.
Okay.
It's Jay.
Oh yeah. Forgot
that
from the other night.
So they still.
I didn't know. I didn't watch SmackDown. So if it was, but I think LA Knight would be a good first challenger for Cody.
And so I was thinking that when I was just watching it, because I was like, you know, obviously the favorite to win out of this is LA Knight. But I'm like,
LA whoop his ass on the mic too.
That's why I want to see. Like, I think it'll be a challenge for Cody.
On the mic?
Yes.
I agree.
Hey, LA be spitting that shit now.
LA very entertaining, and the crowd is going to be split.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, the crowd is going to be split.
Because they love them some LA Knight.
They love the fuck out that man.
They love LA Knight.
As soon as that music hit, motherfuckers lose their goddamn mind. And then they, LA Knight, yeah, like they lose their mind.
Yeah,
shit.
And I think
that is very, very, what's the word?
Charismatic.
No, not charismatic. It's catchy.
That's
it's
extremely catchy. You can tell that he grew up like idolizing Stone Cold and The Rock.
Oh my god! Yeah, the Stone Cold influence is heavy.
And it's not like he's trying to copy them. It's just like in honor of them.
Mm-hmm. He made his own thing. Their catchphrase is like, what? Yeah. Like, it's like,
dummy. Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of made it to his own thing. So.
No, no. And I'm like, oh, that motherfuckers lose their mind when I went to SmackDown last year.
The point why he talking like Rock does that, like it's like, I was like, oh my god. So many similarities. But yeah, I would want to see LA Knight go after Cody just for the mic. I want to see him roast him on the mic because I know he's capable of doing it. Because I don't think Cody's not bad on the mic, but he does it. Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear him say that? I don't get that from him.
Yeah, I just think it'll be interesting. I probably want to watch that. I think it'll be entertaining. Like, I don't see I don't think Damian is gonna stay a heel. So
I don't think he's gonna stay a champion either, to be perfectly honest.
Hello, that's all I'm about to say. That's what we're talking about.
I think he's holding that belt for CM Punk.
Right, me too.
I could be wrong. They might put it back on Drew McIntyre.
Because he not got. Oh, most definitely. Because it's like, had CM Punk not got injured, CM Punk would have that title.
Yeah, he was going to win it from Seth at WrestleMania.
Right. And so they might just have him hold it, and Drew might chase Damian down to get the title. And once he get the title, CM Punk will probably be ready to go, like be healthy, and then they feud for it, and CM Punk gets it.
Yeah,
because they're still keeping CM Punk involved.
Of course they are,
with everything. So it was just smart, like, you know. Yeah, so gotta keep him happy.
With Judgment Day, I think they're gonna turn Damian and Rhea face.
Rhea?
Yep.
Why?
The only reason Rhea is a heel right now is because she's in Judgment Day. She don't even be cheating to win her match. She's a winner.
Everybody else need help winning theirs, but she actually just wins her straight on that.
Is she going into a feud with Liv Morgan?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Liv just attacked her backstage, so I think they're gonna do a double turn.
Liv look like a fucking heel more than anything.
That chair came out of nowhere.
She boinked her bad. I kind of felt sorry for her. I was like, damn, Liv, you ain't get that girl a chance.
No, I saw Liv. It kind of made me look at them. I was like, okay, Liv, you got some savage in you. Go ahead, girl.
Right. That's what I said. She said, bloop.
She said,
I don't know what you thought this was, bitch, but you can't forget about me. Blah!
Right.
Ooh, that's one way to get the champion's attention, goddamn it.
Exactly. Threw that chair right at her head.
She was aiming for the dome, goddamn, Liv. So that'll
be interesting. And didn't give a fuck after she threw that shit to her.
Nah, she was ready for some more. That was just the beginning. Shit.
I was like, damn, Liv. Okay, then.
I like when they give her a hardcore edge. Like when she was passing out from pain with a smile on her face and shit. Yeah, I can do that. What else happened at this year's WrestleMania that we haven't discussed?
I'm trying to think.
Street Profits?
Oh, yeah, the Street Profits match. Oh, we didn't discuss the women's match either.
We didn't talk about Rhea versus Becky, but that match was kind of so-so, and knowing Becky was sick is just like...
Yeah.
It was what it was, you know. She just... I know some people wanted it to be Liv, but it was always going to be that result. And if you want Liv to possibly be champion, you did not want Liv to face her Rhea at WrestleMania. She finna break Bianca's record. Nobody should be wanting her to face their favorite anytime soon. She gonna beat them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, the match was okay. Like we said, we're gonna allow Becky some grace because she's sick. And you know, shit, I know how I am when I'm sick, and the last thing I'm trying to do is do anything physical of that nature. So
She did a good job considering and like it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, the Street Profits. I mean, the match went how I thought it was gonna go. I could give zero fucks about Karrion Kross. Yeah, I like the ALP, so to speak, but I can give fucks about this little faction that they're trying
to force. I'm just ready for Montez Ford to like, I just see the potential. And I'm just ready to see it.
I was thinking about that earlier, too, when I was watching SmackDown. And I'm ready for it, but I also am afraid for it. Because we know how shit gets. Like, okay, if they do end up breaking him off and they send him, you know, he's gonna rock it, you know, just like his wife. I feel like remember like last year with Bianca, you know, people were tired of her and tired of her gimmick. So then like the crowd kind of turned on her or whatever. People kind of was like, you know, and I feel like that's what's gonna happen with him. And I'm not necessarily ready for that to happen, but I feel like it's gonna eventually come. And I'm just like, well, stay, you know, as a tag team and kind of like, you know, wait the waters out a little bit. But I mean,
you can't stay a tag team forever.
That's true. And stay,
I mean, not them anyway. I mean, Usos is different, but like,
who is the highlight of the two and stuff. So yeah, I mean, if it's going to happen, I mean, I would like for it to happen this year at some point. But yeah. But I was here for it, you know, him, Bob, with them, Bob, and it was B-Fab, you know, she's getting a little
shout out to Scarlett. She the toughest member on her side. She the only one that wanted to go through the damn table. The only one wanted to go through the table. Ain't that something?
Right. These big niggas here don't want to go through.
Oh, you ain't never know, man. Them tables probably hurt like a motherfucker.
She stayed down there, though, until Karrion Kross got down there and picked her up. I watched that shit because my kids was like, is she still through the table? I was like, damn, she still is over there. Laid the fuck out. She didn't move till that man came and picked her up. And that's how you do it. That's how you sell. God damn it. Don't just pop back up like nothing happened. You went through a table, damn it.
Yeah, my ass would have stayed on the goddamn floor too.
Right.
Right. Gotta take as long as I need. That was it, ain't it? Oh, we didn't talk about the US match.
What US match?
Logan Paul, Cody Rhodes, and Kevin Owens. Logan Paul, blah, blah, blah.
Oh. Shit, I forgot about that match too. Hell.
because it was cute. The thing with that little black dude, what's his name?
Oh, the little prime drink.
B, or whatever the fuck they call him. That was funny when Randy Orton RKO'd him in the table, didn't even break for his little tail.
He was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Fucking RKO'd him.
It was cute, but you know, of course, Logan Paul won because why not? His fucking logo in the middle of the ring the whole fucking show. Of course he won.
Right. Yeah, that was it, ain't it? I mean, we talked about
that's all of WrestleMania, and I did also because I keep going back to that match, but I thought it was cute at the end of the main event on night two, all the people coming out. It reminded me of like the a Avengers. A play at the end where everybody come and take a bow.
Mm-hmm.
That was cute.
All the ones we had a problem with the bloodline.
The announcer, what's her name?
Samantha.
Samantha Irvin.
I I thought it was cute that she was all emotional about Cody winning. That was a cute little touch. And all the men who are hating on her, go take a bath.
Right.
Go take a bath. Calm down. Cause I like you can't take a nap, do something like
yeah, what's that about?
They so uptight. I just don't get it.
They was like she was overreacting. She was overreacting. And how many times do we see y'all losing y'all fucking minds when y'all fave lost their match or some shit? Okay.
But it matched with the whole moment of it that even the fucking announcer was overcome that the evil had been defeated. It was cute. I liked it. Like, because it's to me, it's like Roman Reigns really terrorized everybody, huh?
Yeah. Like, like Thor, goddamn.
Right. No, that motherfucker, he wasn't
not
Thanos.
Not Thor.
He wasn't Thanos. Motherfucker was Darkseid, goddamn it, not Thanos. Like, he was the big fucking bad. He's Galactus. Fuck this shit.
I said, when all of them was coming out, I said, damn, it's like that? The fuck?
Right. So, I liked it. I liked it all. Everything about it was perfect. I don't think we ever gonna get to see nothing like that. No, well, and I'm just so vindicated for me who has been ranting. First rant I ever had on a podcast. I was just like, let him be himself. Subsequently, I keep saying, let this man, he is a natural heel. Let him turn heel. And people were like, well, he seemed like such a nice guy. He is. But let him turn heel. That's his natural alignment. That's where he shines. That's where all his great ideas come from. And I'm so vindicated to hear that man say he never wanted to be a face. He wanted to be a heel. I'm so vindicated when this shit fucking worked. Like, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Thank you. I'm so glad he proved me right. Because I've been talking shit for years about this. Just when you say some shit and you see what's not going right, and then the shit gets turned around and everything you were saying came to be true. That's my fave. He like, even with Tama Tonga, you don't think WWE could have been signed Tama Tonga? He was out there floating around. The reason why he got a job is because Roman Reigns. I said, like, the first motherfucker he called and thanked for getting him that job was Roman. Probably Paul Heyman. Like,
you fine too.
And Roman said when he was inducting Paul in the Hall of Fame, he said when he was a face, he told Paul that if I had you, I wouldn't be going through none of this shit, like the stuff with the crowd and the backlash. And Paul was like, no, baby, you just gotta be yourself. And they both were right. They both were right. I'm so fucking vindicated. And like, I don't need to, like, I don't ever need to see him like be champion again either. Right. I'm good. Like, seriously, he can just wrap up. He, like, for me, I want to see him beat Seth Rollins in a big match once and for all. I don't give a fuck what these Seth Rollins fans say. Seth got enough out of him. Roman and put him over and gave him enough of a story, because without Roman, he don't have shit else. A weasel in designer clothes. That's what he got. I want to see Roman beat him, and I want to see the bloodline as faces having themselves a little run. Other than that, I don't need to see nothing. I'm completely satisfied. And
Yeah, like I said, that babyface run, babyface bloodline gonna hit like crack in the 80s.
when Roman finally and the Usos be gonna be getting jumped by somebody, and Roman finally come out there, Superman punch, spear motherfucking, they look at each other, and then they finally hug, the building gonna erupt. You understand me? Erupt. I love it.
Hell yeah. I'm like, that's... But still, I feel like if Roman do come back as a face, he still need to keep that edge. And I think he know that. So it's like...
I think that's going to be a while away. I don't think Roman...
Yeah, that's not going to happen anytime soon. Because I mean,
could be wrong. But I think he's coming back even more eviler than before.
I mean, he's probably put out day one. I said, oh, man, we starting over.
Us. With the damn smartest kid, I said, "Oh, yeah, he's still on demon."
The way he looked into that camera, that is an evil. I was like, "Oh, still, he's still evil." Yes,
he said, "I'm still that nigga." That's what that look like. I'm still that nigga. Like, right. this ain't nothing.
It was like 13 seconds and got all them fucking views and likes and shit.
12 million probably went up, but yeah, 12 million views.
I'm sure it has.
Mm-hmm.
So we all know who the star here is.
Still had that damn cocky ass smirk, and that was the talk of the goddamn Twitter.
Right.
And people don't understand that WWE been asking The Rock to come back ever since he faced Cena, and he didn't want to come back. He didn't see nothing worth coming back for until when Roman started this fucking tribal chief shit.
Yep. He said when he called himself the head. He said when he called himself the head of the table, I knew. It's time for my ass to come back. So he talked about me.
And it has allowed The Rock to tap into that side of him that he wished, and to say some shit that he wish he could say. So he doing it vicariously through wrestling.
Right. Right, he got a lot of shit to get off his chest too. But right, it pertains to Hollywood, goddamn, and people hanging on my ass for no reason. I'm finna cut y'all motherfuckers out. The fuck, as a kid though.
And Roman, ever the team player, he said, "Yeah, cuz, come on, and get it all out. Just do it on my behalf."
Pieces of shit. Chicago pieces of shit. Oh my god. I was like, yeah, he, it's cathartic for him.
Yep.
He probably needed this. I enjoyed it though. Everybody was like, they enjoyed Rock's heel run. Like, they thought that was the best shit.
Oh yeah, I'm about to say, everybody, all my friends they were on it with the Rock. Like, hit me up. Oh man, that man, he still got it on the mic. Da 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 da. I said, yeah. I said, that man had it. Now he ain't losing.
And this don't happen unless who does what? I gotta bring it back to him every time. He's so fucking smart about wrestling. I told people, they don't believe me. Roman Reigns, one of the best politicians in wrestling, period. Like, he better than Hulk Hogan, because Hulk Hogan couldn't get the love of the locker room when he was doing it. Hulk Hogan wasn't trying to put nobody else on when he was doing it. Hulk Hogan wasn't trying to get people jobs. He was trying to take people jobs. He was trying to keep people down. Hulk Hogan didn't never want to see it for the next person. Roman was like, oh, he's selling tickets. They believing in him. Okay, sure, fine. Have the championship. No problem. Did it with a smile on his face. We, the Roman Empire, tearing up and mourning and shit. He was there smiling, talking about, good job, everybody. This is great. I'm gonna go on vacation and fuck my wife so much. Y'all have this shit. Peace out. Right. I'll see you later. Post the shit. Post the video. Just a couple of seconds looking into the camera. Nothing major.
Then my family. I need all 43 minutes of the of it.
Boy, I know how to pick him. Lord, I'm so, I don't know what it was that gravitated me towards him when I started liking the Shield. I saw that man sitting there talking about working at FCW and all this, and I was like, oh, he seems so personable and stuff. He don't seem like nothing like on TV.
Man, what gravitated towards me was when all three of them did that interview and he was like, I still never forget if I want to say something. I'll say it. I was like, oh, word. Okay.
It wasn't nothing on WWE. Listen, watching WWE TV, I just thought, oh, he the big pretty one. That's the one Vince probably got. Like,
shit, that's the way to get my attention.
Yeah, he got my attention, but it's just because I know how Vince is, and that's really what went wrong in his, most of his career was people judging him off of Vince McMahon's standards. And I understand that, but goddamn, you can't look past that to see the talented motherfucker that you were watching.
Yeah, I saw, well, I mean, once I got past that and saw that he could, like, wrestle, you know, what really put it over me was his matches with AJ. I was like, no.
Big Show. They had good chemistry, too.
It was with Big Show. I was like, okay, this motherfucker can wrestle, too. I said, okay, I think we got one. I think WWE got one. They got one.
I was starting to like him a lot, and then I heard about him having that incarcerated hernia. And he basically was saying he would push it back in and keep wrestling because he didn't want to lose his push. And right. I was like, I'm never going to dislike this man. Like,
yeah, he was willing to die for this shit. Like,
right. I already knew what it was. And he had such a quiet, understated type of charisma that I knew trying to force this man to be John Cena, who is like a showman, was not going to work. Vince McMahon, what was wrong with his brain? His rape-addled brain. Like, anybody with sense should have known, like, the first year. Right? Anybody else with common sense would have known after the first year, I got something, I'm just doing it the wrong way. Not this motherfucker.
Ooh. I mean, when you
it's, he wasted so many years of that man's career with this dumb shit.
I mean, when you kind of like build into the empire he has, of course his mindset is can't nobody tell me shit.
Well, so somebody told him shit. Somebody told him shit. Mm-hmm. Roman told him, look, I got fuck you money now, so fuck you. Oh, but I just wanted to say also watching that documentary when they were talking about Roman and his relationship with his brother. That was so sweet. And I almost teared up when they played.
Yeah, like, that did tear me up too. I was just like, man.
I was like, now why they gotta do this to me? But he actually lost the championship on his brother's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Damn. I said, y'all pulling on my heartstrings.
Right. Everybody got a story. It's just how you use it. You can use it for your one shot at the top in glory, or you can use your family story to put your family on.
That's true. And he did just that. We know more about the Samoan dynasty than we would ever know.
It's so crazy because his first solo WrestleMania, Roman was talking about this. This has always been his goal. And it's nice to see it work out for him. So we'll see what's next. What's coming? How many more cousins gonna pop up at the woodwork?
I think Jacob gonna come next somewhere.
Yeah, they said he signed. I wonder if he gonna go straight to the main roster. I think he will because like he's already like
probably
got,
more
like yeah he already got the
yeah he's Cornette. Already been here.
Jim yeah. Cornette said I'm not sending him to NXT. Cause he heard about the Jacob Fatu sign. Somebody asked him, "When you put me in NXT, would you send him to the main roster?" So I'll put him in the main roster.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause it's kind of also like Solo. Like I understand with Solo, he didn't have too much experience, but Jacob got more experience. So,
I mean, with Solo, I guess it's like, I mean, just put him with his family and but she can learn some shit from, you know, just being in that storyline. That's probably why he didn't last so long with Jacob. This probably different. I mean, he probably didn't have to do like a whole lot of acting. It was probably just wrestling, but it's like you got the wrestling now, so it's just get you acclimated to like the acting part of it. So, I mean, it's family. So it's like that should come, some emotions with that should come naturally to you, you know? So, yeah, I could see too, I'm like, he losing weight. Jacob.
Yeah, we'll see how long it takes.
I ain't seen a recent picture.
I saw Jacob, Zilla posted on his on Twitter. He was in a hoodie, so I guess it's different, but look like you losing some weight.
Good. I love WrestleMania. I'm probably finna tap out and not keep up though.
I'll probably just watch SmackDown, see what's going on with the bloodline.
I probably keep up with both.
They'll probably get my YouTube engagements as far as the bloodline, and that's probably it. See what's going on.
I'll be
with
around
Usos
for the draft.
The
I will
bloodline
watch
story. But I'll be back. I'll be back for SummerSlam, and you know, see what Roman talking about. That's when they'll. That's what probably when he'll return. So yeah, catch me around SummerSlam. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
That's probably what. I don't know what's gonna happen with because they was talking about on here, like the recording and stuff finna go away. So I don't know how I'm gonna record the show to upload it, but we'll get all that shit figured out by the time SummerSlam come around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Is there anything y'all want to add?
Nope, I'm good.
All
right, well, thank you guys for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
See y'all.
Bye-bye.